Hello and welcome to On the Line. I'm Carl Richter. I think you're really going to enjoy today's episode. I had a lot of fun chatting with some cast members of Texas High School's Tiger Theater Company. They are getting ready to put on a production of Chicago High School Edition. And they're just a bunch of bright, talented students who obviously really love what they do. We had a lot of laughs, and I think you're gonna be as charmed as I was by them. I'll put information about the show, including where you can get tickets, in the show notes, and there will also be a story in the Friday, December 8th edition of the Gazette and online at texarcanagazette.com with those details, so you can find it there too. Here's my conversation with some great kids. Joining me in the studio are three members of Texas High School's Tiger Theater Company. Lillian Nelson.
Hi.
Mary Frances Warren.
Hello.
And Tyler Unger.
Hey, y'all.
And you guys are deep in the process of getting ready to put on Chicago, correct?
Yeah. Yes.
What's it like? What kind of work are you doing these days?
A lot. It's a lot of in my spare time listening to the cast recording,
mm-hmm.
You know, making sure I'm getting it right. I listen to Chicago a lot now.
We try to eat, sleep, and breathe it a lot as much as we can, like, especially during school for me. Any time I'm not doing anything, I will just, like, open my script and I'll look through my lines and stuff and try to look through blocking and listen to some of the music as well.
Yeah, it's a lot of singing and dancing, so just always going through those and making sure that everything's running smoothly.
Yes.
So which roles are you guys playing?
I'm in the Cell Block Tango. Her name is Liz, but she's the one who says pop. That's what you'd probably know her best by.
Right. I'm Roxy Hart. I'm one of the leads.
Oh, wow.
I'm Billy Flynn, the sleazy lawyer.
Okay. Yeah, it's been a long time since I saw the movie version. We should be clear, this is a high school version of Chicago,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes.
And the musical is very different than the movie.
Yeah. There's some pretty mature stuff in the full-blown one, right?
Yeah.
So, family-friendly.
Yes.
Yeah, well, ages... I would 13 and up.
Say PG-13.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, for sure.
Have you guys been in theater a long time?
Yes.
Yes.
All of you.
Well, I've been a member of this company now for 10 years. This is my 10th year.
Oh, really?
TCC, yep. So.
So you have kids younger than high school age, no?
Right? Oftentimes, whenever we do some musicals, like 2 years ago, my sophomore year, we did Annie, and mm-hmm. we had a bunch of middle schoolers and elementary mm-hmm. schools. But my first show was Music Man, and I was Winthrop Peru. The little
boy.
Kid with the lisp.
Yeah.
We've been doing theater forever.
Yeah.
My first show, I was in the 7th grade, and it was Peter Pan. I was a lost boy.
And you mentioned that you've been in the Nutcracker in the past, too, right?
Yes. This year, I decided not to do Nutcracker so I could focus more on Chicago. But I definitely think the dance experience helped.
Right. My first show actually wasn't with Tiger Theater Company. As a little kid, I did shows actually at Silver Moon. Mm-hmm. And that's actually where I met Tyler, which I think is so funny. I remember the first time I met him was when we did Into the Woods. And he was the narrator. And I was the granny. It was really cool. And then we were friends just after that. And then we did middle school UIL and then all the way up to high school.
Look at us now.
I know.
On a podcast and everything.
Right.
Living the life.
Right.
There's a lot of, like you said, there's a lot of dancing and singing in this. It's not just acting.
Mm-hmm.
How's that? Are you guys, how do you feel about it?
It's a lot. I know for me, I have this one song in the show that kills me. Oh my gosh. Because when I tell you, I'm like, pacing up and down so much, I'm like dancing the entire time and I'm singing and I'm happy when I'm singing during this song. So I'm literally just like I'm literally like shouting the whole song. And I remember I came to my director, Mr. Shoemaker, and I was like, oh my gosh, is there any way like certain parts of the song that the ensemble can sing for me? Because I know you want me to do that last note. And afterwards, I have no breath after that because right. So much is going on.
Yeah, I think people don't realize that it's sort of athletic.
It is. You definitely need to be in shape for it, for sure.
So how many people are in the cast of the show altogether? Do you know?
About 25.
About 25.
Yeah. Okay. And all grade levels?
Yeah.
Freshmen to seniors.
And the people on stage are not all the ones involved, right?
You do a student crew.
So there's lots of opportunity there at Texas High for people to get involved in one way or another, whether you're an extrovert or an introvert.
Right. Yes. It's for everybody, anyone.
Or you can be both.
Yeah, all the way from, like, costumes, makeup, hair, to the sounds and light cues and moving set, and then obviously the actors and all that.
So do you guys do the UIL competition, too? Yes. Is it still one-act play? And that's what it was a million years ago when I was in school.
Yes. Tyler and Mary are in UIL one-act play, but this year we've started doing UIL film. And I'm in that class.
Oh, they have a film contest now.
Yes.
This is how old I am. So you guys produce your own movie, huh?
Yeah, we're trying to.
So how many shows are you guys going to do? It's, what, two or three performances?
Four.
We have this year.
One on Thursday, one on Friday, and two on Saturday.
Okay. And this is the weekend of the...
December 14th through 16th.
Okay. Yep. Right before Christmas break.
Yes.
Yay!
So you'll be ready for a break after all this.
For sure. Well, not some of us, because when Chicago's over, me and Tyler, we have to go ahead and start studying our lines for UIL, because right when we get back, we're cracking down on
Thank
it.
Thank you so much, Mr. Shoemaker.
And we did the same thing with Murder on the Orient Express. We literally had, like, the day after the show closed, the next day was Chicago auditions.
We were quite literally doing three shows at once. Murder on the Orient Express, Our Town, and Chicago, like, all happening within the same week. It was just pure insanity, but pure joy as well.
I loved it, honestly. I love chaos, honestly.
I was backstage waiting for my cue to go on for Murder on the Orient Express, trying to sing my song for a Chicago audition. it was a bit of a mess.
So what's the UIL play that you're going to be doing, you know?
We are performing Rabbit Hole. It's about this kid who sadly gets run over by a 17-year-old, and it deals with the emotional damage that
on the family.
Yeah, on the family, on the mom and the dad, and then on the grandmother and then
sister.
The sister. And so I play the 17-year-old boy who ends up running the kid over. Yeah. And it's weird to say I'm excited about it.
It sounds heavy.
It's a deep show. I mean, literally in auditions, we were just sitting there and, you know, the emotional weight of the show.
You could feel it.
It was, I mean, the air was dense.
Yeah.
It was hard to do that.
Yes.
So I play Jason and Mary.
I play Izzy. I'm the sister of the mom whose kid got ran over. And so the mom's more kind of reserved, especially with grieving and stuff. And then the sister's more, she's more spunky, I guess you would say. Mm-hmm. She's more out there and like, yeah, let's go and do this and that. Oh, yeah, and then I did this. Da, da, da. Like, she's out there.
Yeah.
So two different kind of dynamics.
Wow. So what do you guys like about doing this? What do you get out of it? Are you just show-offs?
No. I want to go to college for this.
Okay.
For acting. And I don't know. For me, it's like, it's almost like a comfort.
Mm-hmm.
It's an escape. I step into the rehearsal room, not the actual rehearsal room. There is a rehearsal room, but the stage, the rehearsal area, and it's like, I'm not me anymore. I'm this character. Mm-hmm. We gotta crack down on it. Whatever's going on with me right now, doesn't matter right now.
Right.
It's about this show and about the people around me and about making it the best it can be. Mm-hmm. And also I love the getting better. Like as it goes on, there's more, you're doing great. You know, I love that stuff. So I like the best part about it all is getting on that stage and knowing that this is a great show. We're putting a great thing out there for a bunch of great people to come and see. And like, it's that sense of like, you're proud of yourself for
right.
it.
Right.
I definitely think that like with doing theater, it's helped me in so many other aspects. Obviously, like I love it and I have been doing it for years and it's a great hobby, mm-hmm. but I kind of took the, practice of having to, you know, talk in front of an audience and learn lines and do all that stuff into like my academic work. Mm-hmm. And so like for like vocab tests and for like other exams and things like that, I have like a really good memorization skill. Mm. Somewhat on my lines.
It helps with public speaking, like especially with assignments or just in general with people. It's very helpful. Personally for me, like I love entertaining people. And the funny thing is, as a kid, my mother always thought like she never could have ever thought that I would be like singing and dancing and acting just to like do stuff like that at all. But there's this video that actually she showed me yesterday, and it was me at like a little pre-K talent show. And I was 3 years old and I was like singing this like really cute song. And everyone, like, I remember my mom, she told me, she was like, everyone walked up to me and was like, that little girl's gonna do something with that. I know she is. No. And I just like entertaining people personally. I get a kick out of it, and I love making people laugh, and I just get something out of it, honestly.
Is it something you think you want to pursue?
I'm thinking about it, yeah. Actually, I have a family member who helps produce movies, so he's got some cool connections with that.
And there's always text rep, too.
Exactly.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Text rep is fun. I remember I've only done one text rep show. I did Shrek, and I was Baby Shrek. So if you look up my name on the internet, yes, there's a picture of me as Baby Shrek.
Right.
And yes, people have sent it to me, including Mary.
I'll have to go find it.
So,
oh, gosh.
What's the favorite thing you've done, each of you? What's your favorite role so far?
Oh, that's hard. I don't know. Like, in musicals, or can we do our own little genre?
Yeah, sure.
Cool. Okay. So, God, this is so hard. Okay, I'm going to put two. So, for musicals, definitely Roxy Hart for right now for Chicago. And my very first musical in high school, and I got, like, a secondary role as a freshman girl, which never happens, really. Mm-hmm. I played Margot in Bright Star, and I absolutely loved it. It's one of my favorite musicals. One of my favorite roles, like in a play that we've done, would probably have to be Miss White. Yeah, Mrs. White.
I think it might have to be Mrs. Hubbard in Orient Express.
Mm-hmm.
Because, first off, definitely got out of my comfort zone. She flirts with just about every mm-hmm. male person on that stage at some point.
Does.
And I am not one of those people. So it was definitely like, it took a while. But once I got comfortable with it, I got comfortable with my cast. It was a very small cast. It was what, 10 people?
Yeah, it was very small.
Yeah. So it was like all tight knit. We were really close with each other. A lot of us already knew each other, and if we didn't know each other, we got to know each other, mm-hmm. and we just all had this energy that was like, yay, I get to go to rehearsal today and see all my friends, you know? And that same sort of thing is happening with Chicago, but it's a much bigger cast mm-hmm. than Orient Express was.
Right.
But Mrs. Hubbard got to, like, sing and dance on stage, be silly, be a murderer for the second time.
Spoiler alert.
If I had a nickel for every time I played a murderer in Tiger Theater Company, I'd have 3 nickels now.
Oh, I forgot to say it was Mrs. White and Clue. My bad.
Oh,
I didn't think about that.
Man, I think it's a tie between Billy Flynn in Chicago and Hercule Poirot in Murder on the Orient Express, simply because I think, well, number one, I think as of now, those are like my biggest roles yet.
Mm-hmm.
And I like them for 2 different reasons. Poirot was such a like really unique character for me. He's like, he thinks in such a different way. And of course, you know, the French accent was just so much fun.
Not to mention the mustache.
Oh, that mustache
would not stick. It was a nightmare. When I tell you, we tried everything. We tried things ranging from tape to eyelash glue to.
We were so close to just stapling off the face. It was that rough. But I really liked that show. Again, like Lily said, we were such a close cast. And, like, we still talk about the inside jokes that we have from there. Like, it's just insane. But, so I really love EQ for the, Paro for that. And just, it was just such a fun experience. But Billy, I have, like, he is probably my favorite character musically.
Yeah.
He is the sleaziest, most awful human being you will probably ever meet.
Mm-hmm.
And yet there's just something about him that you
want to play
love.
Him. Yeah.
He's so much fun to play because he's only in it for the money. And he only thinks about himself and, you know, he doesn't care about anyone else, which is such an opposite of me. So I was really nervous about playing this character because I thought I wasn't going to love him. But just finding that, like, happy medium and just really kind of exploring more of how he is. He is, and, I mean, I hate to say it, but he has some of the best songs.
Yeah, I agree, honestly. Oh, yeah. Sometimes I'll just be like, give him the old rap song.
I've just loved it. But, yeah, he's great.
I want you to know how proud I am to welcome Hostetler Roofing as a sponsorship partner. I had the pleasure to meet with some of Hostetler's staff, and I could tell they really mean it when they say they're all about honesty, integrity, and accountability. They get it that contractors don't have the best reputation, and they want to change people's minds about that by setting an example. Everything Hostetler Roofing does is about taking care of customers, whether it's a commercial or residential job, maintenance, repair, or a whole new roof. That's why they offer 5- and 10-year workmanship warranties on everything they do. Hostetler has a huge variety of roofing styles and materials available, and they're happy to help you with options to pay for their work, from affordable financing to applying for government grants. It all starts with a free inspection. Just call and ask, and before you know it, you'll get the best advice out there about your roof. Visit HostetlerRoofing.com or call 870-557-4797 to get started. And please mention you heard about them here.
Oh, yeah. That,
Chicago's a period piece. It's set in, what, the 1930s?
1920s.
1920s. Yes.
Prohibition era.
So there must be some really fabulous costumes you guys are wearing for this, huh?
Well,
great question.
They're
interesting, all right. We obviously, you know, it's high school, so you can't wear what they wear on Broadway, which is very
mesh shirt.
Lots of skin, bras. But obviously, we're not doing that. We're keeping it more appropriate, more kind of leotard-ish esque. I mean, we're not. It's okay to show your legs and like your arms and shoulders and stuff. Because I mean, you know that that's silly. You know, it's Chicago. But obviously, we're very strict on how far to go because it's high school, and you know, you still need to keep it at a good.
Yeah, but still, it's got to be fun to dress up in those.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and it's not exactly, like, too historically accurate. It's like we are wearing black. It's almost, I hate to say it, but I think it's almost like what you would wear to, like, a dance audition almost.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, it's very fluid, but very fun.
And everyone looks good in black, too, so that's great about everything with Chicago and the costumes.
And what I love about it not being set in the 19th, well, the story is set in the 1920s, but it's almost like
The pieces aren't.
Right. So it really, it also makes you focus more on the singing and the dancing, which,
and
the story. Because I mean, it's a great story.
It is.
It's funny. Yeah.
It's funny. I love it. Gosh. This is like probably my favorite show.
This is going to be my favorite musical, definitely.
Because
I was in Peter Pan, and then I was in Annie. And those are great, and they're fun, and they've got memorable music. But it's Chicago.
Right.
I'm in this cell block tango. I never thought I'd get here.
Yes. And I love how it's very female strong. I've always wanted to do like a women's rage show, and we're basically doing that. So I'm very excited.
Do you guys use recorded music, I guess, or is there going to be a live band or?
No, we're using tracks.
Okay.
Yeah.
And this is going to be in Sullivan, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Which is a fantastic facility, I'm sure.
We are so proud of it.
Yes.
You're blessed. I hope you're thankful for it.
Yes. Oh, we are.
Yes.
We've seen multiple stages when our UIL group goes to travel and compete to different schools. And we're like, oh, wow, we're very lucky because some stages are nothing like ours and just their facilities aren't as nice. So it really makes you appreciate what we have to work with.
It also really speaks for itself when one of the schools in your district who just built a new theater actually built it based off of your own stage.
Yeah.
But of course,
what?
It's true. But of course, I mean, we just love our home base. It's we're spoiled. Nice.
Yeah. If you pass by it right now, there's a huge Chicago banner hanging up out front.
Okay, we're all on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're all on it.
Yeah, our faces are literally everywhere.
It's so cool.
So how do you plan to handle your fame?
Oh, gosh. I mean, I'll take gifts if you guys want to send me. If you would like to send me money, just let me know.
Venmo,
and gifts.
Venmo
send me flowers
out
to Texas High at the Sullivan Center, please, and I will pick them up. Thank you.
Seriously, do you like maybe younger kids treat you sort of like stars or something?
Right.
So there have been a few times, in my photography class, there's this girl named Zoe, and I'd been talking to her for a while, and I was like, yeah, I'm in theater. And she's like, yeah, that's the only reason I talked to you, because I knew you as Mrs. Peacock. And I was like, do it.
Like, when we do shows, people come up to me after or the day after or so, and they'll be like, you did so good as da-da-da. Or I'll just, like, be somewhere shopping or anything, and they'll be like, wait, don't you go to Texas High? I'm like, yeah. And they're like, oh, you did so good as this character. My kid wants to do theater because they thought y'all's shows were so good and just stuff like that. So it feels really good to get that feedback, honestly.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Like, with the Tech Rep people, I'll get, like, starstruck and be like, holy cow, that guy was Uncle Fester, you know? But then, like, I'll start talking to them, and they'll be like, I know you, too. I'm like, wait, never mind.
Yeah.
I love it when I get recognized for theater, because I only get recognized for either theater or my mom. Shout out Jennifer Unger, my mom.
I hope you're feeling well.
Yes, we
right. did.
Tell me about your teachers, your directors here.
Hi. Hi.
Well, Mr. Shoemaker, how can we describe him? Mr. Shoemaker has been a wonderful director this year. We knew him last year. He was our assistant director, and he took over this year. And I mean, just day one, not even before day one, in the summer, he was all like, oh, it would be so cool if we did this and this and this. Mm-hmm. And he was looking to not change the company, but to elevate it.
Better it, yeah.
And to, like, make a better version of ourselves. And we have a fantastic technical director, Trent Hanna.
Oh, my gosh, I love him so much.
Who is the most talented set builder, I think, in the world.
Yeah.
And then we have our fantastic assistant director, Mackenzie Blaze, who's a alumni from Texas High. And actually did a bunch of shows with her back when she was at Texas High. And so it's really fun to have this, like, full circle moment where, you know, she's back, especially my senior year. It's a great team.
Right.
And, oh my gosh, they're just, I can't stop. They are so amazing and incredible. We are so lucky.
I love how passionate they all are.
Mm-hmm.
They love to be here. They love to do this. My favorite thing in the whole world, about, like, Mr. Shoemaker and Ms. Blaze and Mr. Hanna is when one of them gets an idea and it's like a, ooh, what if we did this? And they're like, yeah, let's do it. And then suddenly we're doing it. And I'm like, oh, whoa, okay, this is awesome.
They all, like, go off of each other, you know what I mean? Like, one has an idea, and then one's like, oh, and then we can do this. And then Mr. Hannah's like, oh, okay, I'll start building it tonight.
Yeah, like, it's like, it's, everything happens so quickly.
Yes.
Like, I swear, we didn't, like, we, like, it feels like a few weeks ago we didn't have, like, a set or all the
all the props.
Or all the props, yes. Yeah. Or like they, it's, and then it's just like they want it to happen, so it happens. Yeah. And it's like, let's go do this thing.
Exactly.
Literally today, Shoemaker was like, I think we can improve this. So he pulled me out of class and was like, okay, here's what we're going to do. You're going to do this and this and this and this. And so, like, they're just always improving the show and making it more fun. Mm-hmm. It's just been more
fun. And one thing I really like about the directors is they're very honest. And, you know, I think to have a successful company and a successful show, you have to be honest, of course. I mean, of course, they're very good about reassuring us and telling us, like, we're getting there, but we're not there yet. And we're going to keep working hard to get there, because otherwise then we have nothing. So they're very good about encouraging us and, you know, giving us advice and trying to help us and better everything.
And, you know, learning how to take criticism is a really good skill for everybody.
Yeah. And I feel like it's very hard for a lot of the younger generation, just because I know a lot of people are just like, wait, that really hurt my feelings, which I get that, because I used to be a very sensitive person. But then I learned to adapt that sometimes when someone's being just critical, they're not being mean. They're just being more straightforward with it, and they're trying to help you, you know?
Yeah. Let's give a shout out to your peers on the crew. Tell me about what kinds of things those guys do.
Mm-hmm. Everything.
Yeah.
They literally do everything. Like, if you wouldn't even be able to see us because the lights wouldn't be on if we didn't have them. They do the sound. They move all the stuff behind the scenes. They literally everything.
There would be no show without tech. And I feel like a lot of people always are focused on the actors, but in all seriousness, like, without tech, without set crew or anything, it cannot happen. You have to have someone behind the scenes to help. Mm-hmm. We truly rely on them with a lot of stuff.
And we have such a good stage managing team. Mm-hmm. This year, our lead stage manager is Alicia Brown, and she's taken the reins, and she has really just not only been there in our corner, because, like, I'll come up to her and I'll be like, Alicia, I'm just stressed out. I don't, you know, I can't remember my line for this scene. And she'll just look at me and she'll go, do your best. Like, that's all you can do. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she's hilarious.
Right.
And so we just love our crew. Our crew is amazing.
Also, I heart Xavier Briggs so much. I love that man with all my heart. He is so passionate and hardworking. He's also in tech and also an actor in the show. Kudos to that, because I'd be so stressed.
The double threat.
I don't know how he does
Detector.
It. He's fantastic.
Yes, he's very fantastic.
So for our stage managing team, we have Alicia, we have Xavier, and we have Isaiah. Isaiah joined theater this year, and he's a junior.
Yeah.
So actually, our entire stage managing team is juniors. I just now realized that.
Oh my gosh.
We're awesome, right?
They're just, yeah, pretty cool.
Juniors are awesome, but seniors,
we're better.
But Isaiah is new to theater, and he did Our Town, and he was George Gibbs, who is the Gibbs' son. And he was just so much fun. And he was just so ready to jump into stage managing and jump into the crazy world of theater and the crazy world of Chicago.
Yeah.
It's a hard show to stage manage. It's got a lot of moving parts. So our team really works together, especially with the directors. I mean, they literally are like mini directors running around.
They are.
And they are like, they have told us many times that, we need to respect them as directors. And I think we do. So, but they're just so good, and they work so well together.
And I think being assistant stage manager will be a good skill to help you anywhere in life. Just being more organized, being on top of stuff, and taking charge. Those are three big things that come with being an assistant director.
And they do it well.
Or stage manager, sorry.
Xavier, like, has this sort of energy. He walks in and it's like, we're getting to work. All right, got it. And Alicia's super nice and super kind, but will not hesitate to be like, hey, shut up. And Isaiah is like, he hit the ground running. He joined theater and then was like, I'm going to be George Gibbs. Let's the stage manage. Yeah. Let's fill in for the Hungarian one. filled in for So Block Tango so many times now that whenever we're on stage dancing, I can look back in the wings and see him dancing with us. And I'm like, wow.
It's kind of a given. Like when someone's not there that day for rehearsal and we need a person to fill in for them, it's either the directors or the stage managers. And it's the funniest thing ever.
It's so much fun to see our directors up there being actors.
And singing numbers. It's hilarious.
It is the best.
They should put on their own show.
I agree.
I know. I think that would be a wonderful idea. Just putting it out into the universe. Mm-hmm. That would be a wonderful idea for us to do.
So how do you feel about the sort of stereotypes about theater kids?
We're not all weird, okay?
Oh, I was about to say correct.
Everyone's weird in their own way, if we're going to be honest here. If you're not weird, you're weird. You know what I mean? Yeah. You're odd.
Like, I would be lying if I said Xavier and I were not walking down the hallway singing Me and My Baby today after lunch. That would be a complete and total lie. But it's, you know, some of it is there. Like, we would totally break out into song. some of us. Yes. Yeah.
It's
but, you know, a lot of us do other stuff, too. So it's like, whenever you watching a movie that's about theater stuff, there's some parts where I'm like, yeah,
And then there's some parts where I'm like, that is not correct at all.
Right. Weird.
That's not how anything behind the scenes goes whatsoever.
We're not that weird. But, I mean, to be a theater kid, you have to have some level of weirdness.
Just think... I can't believe I'm saying this. Think Glee.
Oh, my gosh.
We are... Not exactly, but we're like the Glee cast because we're funny, and some of us are just, like, really crazy, but in the best way possible. And some of us just, everyone's their own person, and we all just mesh as one in a way. All of our personalities really tie into each other as a cast.
I've never seen Glee.
So good.
Me neither.
It's cute. A lot of good songs are from Glee and good covers.
It's kind of accurate.
We're about out of time. Let's just remind everybody the show is the weekend of the 14th.
Yes.
I'll put links in the show notes so everybody knows.
Yay. Cool.
And I'll see you there. I'm gonna make some people come with me.
Good.
Amazing.
But you all have to promise to come back and talk to me when you're famous in Hollywood.
Okay.
Will do.
All right. Thanks, you guys. Thanks so much for coming by.
Of course. So welcome.
Thank you.
On the Line is a Texarkana Gazette podcast recorded in Star Bear Studio, right here in downtown Texarkana, USA. Follow On the Line on our website, texarkanagazette.com/podcast. To support the show, post a positive review wherever you get your podcasts. And please, spread the word by sharing a link or telling a friend. I write, produce, and edit the show, and I'd love to hear from you. Email me at krichter@texarkanagazette.com and let me know what you think. I'll see you next time on The Line.